You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yeah, I think we're ready. Quickly, before we get into meeting our contestants, I want to point out we received an email from a listener who thought we were being completely unfair with Boys Against the Girls and always letting the girls go first in overtime. That is not the case. That is not true. Whoever we alternate who goes first in the game, like today it's girls going first. On Thursday it'll be boys going first. And whoever goes first to start the game goes first in overtime. So there's no advantage either way.
People get so fired up.
Passionate.
Well, that's what I was. That's what I was going to say. Is people do have strong passions for these games.
We have one guy that comes to our remotes that critiques every question that we do.
He breaks out an encyclopedia. Kids, you don't even know what that is to say that our facts are wrong.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Well, you know, it's just radio. Here's Marcy. Hello, Marcy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just splendidly, thank you. Hey, what do you do for a living?
I do interior design.
How fun. That's cool. My God.
Do you do that for businesses or for residences or both? Or
the whole enchilada, my friend.
We need you here ASAP.
Yes.
Badly.
Really bad.
Badly.
Horrible colors on the walls here.
Oh, no.
Posters on the
wall.
Would
you like to be the official interior designer for the Mix Morning Show?
We can't pay you.
Yes.
It's like being in radio.
Would you do it just for like a free mention?
Okay.
We need our studio pimped here.
Badly.
I'll pimp you out hard.
Yeah, you will.
And when you're done with that, I have a guest bedroom.
No, okay, hold on. Studio.
Hold your guest bedroom. So we've been in this building for, what, 6 years now?
Forever, yeah.
5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And on this one giant wall at the back, they tacked up, and I'm wanting you to know they use, like, tacks. They tacked up this giant, like, poster thingamajig. And that, instead of painting the wall or putting up a mural or something like that, they have just tacked up a huge poster. And it's been there for 6 years.
It's a mess, Marcy. We need you in here.
Listen, if it's not a fat boy of you guys, then it's going down.
Yes.
Good. I like it.
Can't touch my fireman calendars when you come in here. Yeah. That's all.
All right. So we'll be looking. What project are you working on right now, by the way?
Actually, I'm just starting a condo in the Jack Kerouac building in Logo.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a Jack Kerouac
That building? Sounds high
the
class.
The on-the-road dude?
What's that?
The on-the-road guy. The guy who wrote On the Road.
Yeah, exactly. They named a building after him down there.
I didn't even know that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, good luck to you today, okay?
Thank you.
You are going up against Matt. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What can you do for us, Matt?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you do? What do you do for a living?
Get us some pot.
I actually, IT, internet, networking, security.
I need you. I need a new computer in here.
All right.
No, just restart it,
so
Jeremy.
Reboot. Network security. I need you to know that earlier this morning we were talking about computers listening to you and watching you. You know about that stuff, right?
Oh yeah.
He's doing the watching.
Should we be concerned about this?
You can actually turn that option off if you want to. All it is there to be able to understand you better so that it can give you what you want.
Sure it does.
It's for good and not for evil.
To watch me shower.
That's a likely story.
Watching me in the shower.
Just do it once, Jeremy.
I think you're part of the problem, Matt.
I agree with you. I'm not too much with it either.
All right. Well, listen, good luck to you today, too. The boys really need a point out of you because the girls are up 4-2. If the girls win this, we're going to be playing their victory song.
Yes.
Matt is going to get some girl questions from Emily. Jeremy will give Marcy some boy questions. Best out of three wins. And if you guys are tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. Marcy is going first today.
All right, Marcy, let's kick it off here, girlfriend. What is an electroglide?
Electroglide?
Correct.
Take a guess.
A airplane.
Oh, good guess, though. No, it is a Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Oh, I was going to say a face razor.
Electroglide in blue.
All right, I got a little song to play for you, Matt. Are you ready?
I guess so. Go ahead.
Okay, here you go. Matt, Matt, this is the theme song from the HBO TV series Sex and the City. Which delicious cocktail did Sex and the City make popular?
Cosmopolitan.
Ah!
Whoa! Dude likes his Sex and the City.
We got a girly man!
You know what? He says he's got his game face on. Marcy, it's only been one question, so you could still come back and win this.
Okay. All right, Marcy. What Olympic event did Bruce Jenner win in the 1970s?
The high jump.
No.
Marcy.
Was he a decathlete? Correct. Decathlon?
Decathlon. Yeah.
The greatest athlete in the world.
He was on a box of Wheaties for a while.
Sure.
All right, back to Matt.
Matt?
Oh, wait a minute. If Matt gets this one, the game is already over.
Already?
Well, let's do this then.
If he gets it. If not, Marcy has a chance to tie.
Better make it hard then. Hey, Matt.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is Ryan Gosling's baby mama?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's right.
She's hot.
Do you know?
Careful if you it's not.
No.
Is that Scarlett Johansson?
No. Nope.
Eva Mendes.
Mendes.
All right, Marcy stays alive. However, Marcy, if you don't get this one, the game is over.
Get it.
Marcy, where in the world would you use a Roto-Rooter?
The toilet.
I don't know if I can accept. What?
Or the sink.
Or the sea, that's fine.
She knows what she's talking about.
Okay. Yes.
A clogged drain.
Clogged drain, sure. Okay. All right, so now we go back to Matt. Matt, if you get it, you win the game. If you don't, it goes to sudden death overtime.
Okay,
Matt, the big, gorgeous building in London that Princess Diana got married at, what is that building? Where did she get married?
Need an answer.
I want to say.
He just said it.
It is St. Paul's Cathedral.
St. Paul Cathedral.
Okay. Let me tell you something. We go to overtime. First one to get a point wins because it's sudden death, and the ladies are first today.
Let's go first. Okay. Let's see here. What baseball team calls Fenway Park their home?
Oh, my gosh. If I don't get this, my husband's going to kill me.
Do you know it?
Boston Red Sox?
Yes! That is right!
Good job!
Oh, God, it feels so good.
I thought for a second there that you weren't going to have an answer.
Oh, heck no. I love baseball, man.
There you go.
Good girl.
Well, I got to tell you, Matt, you had a quick early lead, but Marcy did come back to win it.
Yeah.
Matt, are you ready for your medicine, my friend?
Let's do this.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
Girls rule.
Matt, I hope you have a great day, buddy. Thanks for playing, okay?
All right.
Bye, Maddie. Right.
Oh, he's mad.
Seems a little shell-shocked.
It's okay, man.
He sounds like he's all depressed now.
He is. Well, he's going to go hack somebody's computer now.
He doesn't get the theme song.
So, Marcy, we do have a little winning song for the ladies. Are you ready to have it?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. We run this mother.
That's awesome. Girls rule, boys rule.
Yeah!
That's good. Oh, congratulations, Marcy.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.